Damn, Q. Baby, you did that.
You are now locked in live from the 48205 Red Zone.
You ain't never been on E Block, bitch. You too excited.
Shit.
Damn. Yeah.
Shit, girl.
Yeah, nice get wide
shit. Fuck that shit. I ain't in that bitch, man. Shit.
Perfect. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com.
Shout out to all my people out in Cali, all the people out in the NYC, all the people down south in Florida, Texas, where else? Georgia, Alabama. We ain't got no. Do we got some? Yeah, we do got some people in New Orleans. I forgot about them. Shout out to them. We got a couple of people in Kentucky too, man. Shout out to Louisville. Sure. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Charlotte, North Carolina, of course. Across the pond in the UK, dog, and everywhere across the land, and especially right here in the city of Detroit, dog. You already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
Earth, guys.
Straight from the E Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show, dog. Got my man Angry Man somewhere. Just missing the action and shit. My nigga Monk Money holding it down.
You already know.
And of course, is it too tall and shit? Or are you straight?
Yeah,
he had a dude on the show the other day. He's kind of tall and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, but the sound is good though. So yeah, let's keep it right there and shit. Yeah, for sure.
This motherfucker
high
though.
I saw you looking at that motherfucker.
Like, hey, what the fuck?
Yeah, we had to raise it up for dog and shit. And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. In this thing.
Red Zone.
You already know what it is, dog. Hey, so it's motherfucking Wednesday, middle of the week, hump day.
Hump day.
Shout out to my man's Mr. Oh Yeah, DJ Cuts on the ones and twos today, down at Flood's Bar and Grill for All Industry Connect Wednesday night live, man. Pull up on my guys, dog. Flood's Bar and Grill right across from Greektown Casino. What's that? Lafayette Line? Mm-hmm. One of them two motherfuckers, dog. Legendary. You know where it's at.
Legendary Flood.
Yes, legendary Flood's, man, for sure. Shout out to my dogs down there. Make sure you pull up on the game. What's been going on with you, dog? It's been a little while and shit, dog.
Man, shit, man. Man, same old shit, man. Low key for real.
Yeah.
Shit. I had went to a little doctor's appointment. The mother told me I'm pre-diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
So now
all black people are.
Yeah. So now I gotta watch what, you know, what I'm consuming. But even though I cut out pop right before I went, you know, I've been off pop for like 3 months. You know what I'm saying?
Damn,
so I've been doing. Yeah. So I've been doing it,
damn,
not knowing.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to get
no Verners.
I had a Verners in a minute.
You can drink the Verners, some goddamn
energy drink.
Hell yeah, some goddamn energy drinks, nigga.
And I've been chilling out on them bitches too, you know what I'm saying? Like
fucking Rippets.
But I'm a fucking addicted to them bitches. So like I drank a half of one yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna wing myself off slowly, you know what I'm saying? The other shit.
Sure.
I don't even really do that much either. I ain't sweethead. I ain't none of that shit. You know, like I make the little cinnamon rolls. I ain't ate one of them bitches yet.
Nah, the motherfuckers look good, though. I ain't one of them.
They still in the fridge there. I ain't ate one of them bitches yet.
The motherfuckers look good, though.
Yeah, the bitches was good. The bitches was.
Yeah,
I took a bite. You know what I'm saying? But
the taste didn't make sure it was good.
Right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't really fucking, you know, indulging in it yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I ain't really a sweethead anyway. So, you know what I mean? Like, I don't do too much sweet.
Right.
I eat a lot of barbecue sauce. You know what I'm saying? Because I barbecue a lot. But,
for sure. Them stuffed burgers like they was doing the thing, too, though.
Stuffed burgers was doing the thing with no beefy onion.
Yeah. No. For real? How you do that? It came out all right?
Yeah. Yeah. So
let's just keep going out, nigga.
Yeah, that bitch ain't right.
That shit ain't right. Something. Probably been sitting there too long. Motherfucker old. Got the old weed and shit. What else been going on with you, dog? You seen anything on Netflix and shit? Dog, did you see Missing?
No.
With Nia Long? Oh, you gotta watch that shit. I want to talk about that shit so bad.
I watched Mother with J-Lo.
Was that shit good?
That shit was good.
Yeah, I haven't watched that shit yet, though.
Yeah, that shit was good. And me and my old lady been watching fucking Mary Kingston. That's pretty decent.
I heard that shit was good. Yeah, I heard that shit. I haven't checked it out yet, though.
It's supposed to be based in Michigan.
Oh, right?
Yeah, but they really in Canada.
Oh, okay.
But it's supposed to be based
it's about in Michigan.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't even know that. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, I ain't. That's what on Paramount or Hulu?
Paramount.
One of them motherfuckers, yeah.
Paramount.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah. So you know, I'm waiting on them the numbers to come back. And once the numbers come back, I'm be stuck on them for a minute.
Yeah.
What 1918?
The Yellowstone shit.
Yeah. One of the motherfuckers.
Got you. Yeah, I still ain't watched that shit though. Dog, you know what I did watch though? Some shit on YouTube. It's a series or like a podcast series. Angie Martinez called God damn it, I can't. Iconic Records. All right, so like this first season or this first set of podcasts is about Biggie and the Ready to Die and Life After Death and shit, right? So about the albums. So what it is though, is she interviewing people who was, you know, in the studio and around the set right before he died or whatever. So dog, shit kind of dope though. They talking about a few things in the studio that I didn't realize that that a real that motherfucker hit me. God damn, this is a big ass joke. You see, I'm talking. You gonna pass me this shit, dog? Shit. Damn, I definitely want to hit this motherfucker, dog. Shout out to my man Hugh checking in. But yeah, so they got some people in there talking about like when he recorded Who Shot You and shit, and how LL Cool J was in the studio and shit. Because I guess apparently what they said is that the beat to Who Shot You, what up, the Angry Man in the building. Originally the beat for Who Shot You was for an interlude on Mary J album and shit. So like a bunch of fucking Keith Murray was on that bitch because this was supposed to be for, you know, for her shit. And then they brought in LL and shit, and then finally the beat got to Biggie and shit. So he wrote the rhyme in there and shit. And from what they were saying was that low key, this ain't had nothing, again, they always say this shit, but it ain't had nothing to do with Pac. They said low key, he was in the studio taking shots at LL.
Yeah.
That's how this shit started, taking shots at LL, and then that's why LL came out with the joint I Shot You. Yeah. So who shot you and I shot you. Yeah. Dog, crazy as fuck.
Didn't even know that shit, dog.
So yeah, that series was pretty good. Anyway, go back to what you were saying.
Yeah, other than that shit, I've been keeping a load of flow like an ass stand out the motherfucking way. You know, working, you know what I'm saying, trying to build on my brand, you know what I mean? So, you know, anybody need anything booked, you know, hibachi, whatever you need, man.
Yeah.
Your boy out here, man. I'm with the shit, you know what I mean? And it's delicious. So holler at me. I'll make you a vent or whatever you doing.
Damn, amazing. This fucking joint too big. Yeah. That nigga say y'all got the Revenge of the Nerds Wonder joints.
Yeah,
bullshit. Revenge of the Nerds. Remember that shit?
Yes, bro.
Yeah.
That was my shit though.
Hell yeah. Angry Man, what's good with you?
Ain't nothing going on.
Shit. God damn. I started choking after I hit that motherfucker. God damn. What's been going on with you, dog? How was your weekend and shit?
Weekend was typical. On the plantation.
Mm-hmm.
You know. That was about it for me.
On the PlayStation.
Oh, that's really it, though.
Huh?
That's really it, huh?
Yeah, I ain't did nothing.
It's been about a week since we've been on. Tanisha, what up, though?
Tanisha.
We ain't seen you in a long time and shit.
Hey, Tanisha.
All right, ever since she called Uncle Tom and shit.
Oh, that's Tanisha.
Yeah, that's Tanisha. Niggas be in their feelings. I'll never forget that shit.
Yeah, Tanisha mean, though.
She a mean girl and shit. Mean. Yeah. No, but ain't she been popping with you, though, Angry Man? I figured that, you know. So yeah, that was the shit that I had seen though. That that joint with Angie Martinez, that shit was good. I think I got like two more episodes. Then they talked to the photographers and shit. That shit was kind of weird though. Talking to the photographers who shot the, you know, the cover art and shit, because they, you know, they shot all this shit in the cemetery. And they was just talking about how really it was like a spooky ass, cold ass day that they shot the shit. Just all that shit just weird.
You talking about the Angie Martinez interviews and shit?
Yeah, I think it's called Iconic Records or some shit like that. Yeah, yeah, shit about Biggie. I'm wondering what they gonna do next though, because I think this is like a series that they gonna keep doing on different records and different people. I mean, it's probably obvious, I guess, that they'll probably go to Pac next. I guess, like, I'm not sure, but it's pretty dope. I like that shit though, and it's not overdone. Like it's not stories that I've heard before. So that shit was, you know, that shit was straight. What else I've been watching? I watched that shit Missing though. I wish y'all had to watch that shit, because that's a good ass movie though. Shout out to Nia Long, because she fine in the motherfucker.
What is on?
Netflix. So yeah, make sure y'all check that out, because I want to talk about that shit.
The Chinese at some point.
Yeah. You seen that shit?
Yeah, I caught some of it.
Yeah, that shit good. That shit had me fucked up though. It was something else. It was this show on Netflix called Muted.
I started to watch it.
That shit fire. Yeah. Watch that shit too. Muted. That's on Netflix. I got a chance to watch a little TV.
Like, dog didn't say shit. Like, I did watch Sisu. And that's another movie. It might as well be called Muted too, because the main character never said words.
Yeah.
He never said words like to the end.
See,
but everybody else around him talking though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
what's that on?
It just came out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't know if it's on Paramount. I don't know if it's on Paramount or
that's what it's on.
Paramount.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sisu. Yeah. He was like a fucking, like fucking that. When like back Moscow was fucking invading and all that shit. So it was back in those days, and he was just a badass that didn't want to do the army shit no more. But he was bad as fuck, so they had to call him in every now and again.
Oh, okay, okay. I did. I saw the preview to that shit.
Yeah. And then he just started mining, and he found all this fucking gold.
Yeah.
He tried to take that shit back, but shit, these motherfucking soldiers found him.
Yeah.
So they fucking chasing him, shooting him. This nigga won't.
Right. I saw the preview to that shit.
He won't die. That nigga didn't die, man. Like they was fucking him up, bro.
This you watched that? Nah, but you hip though.
Yeah,
I seen the preview. Yeah, I didn't know.
Shit gully as fuck.
Damn. All right, give me something to watch. Now, real quick though, before we go into today's topic, shit, just talking about all these shows we watched and shit. You know, them bitches is being threatened right now and shit, right? Because the writers and shit is on strike. So like, if the writers stay on strike, nigga, ain't gonna be no more TV shows for a while, dog. What we gonna do with that shit, dog? See, niggas ain't even taking this shit seriously. Mm-hmm. Like, the writers guild niggas is on strike. Mm-hmm. So the shit that ain't written already, man, it ain't happening, nigga. Man. I don't give a fuck if you got a project greenlit or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then it's kind of like how the newspapers used to be. If you got a nigga who willing to write this shit, then like they kicking niggas out the union. So like you can't cross the picket line. So like, what a nigga gonna do? Like, what you gonna do with all these shows that I just fucked around and start getting hooked on and shit? Now the niggas can't write no more and shit. Like,
stuck.
That shit goofy, dog. I guess they gonna start having AI write this shit and then.
I wonder if 50 and them gonna stop too, huh?
They gonna have, I mean, they ain't gonna have no content. You know, if the shit ain't written already, like, if it's not written already, it's a wrap. I'm guessing, like, shit that's in the works or, like, coming up next season probably already been wrote. But outside of that, shit, ass out, nigga. I don't know. Damn. Shit weird. I guess they said this shit happened in 2007. I don't really remember and shit, though.
Damn.
Anyway.
Shit, I'll be all right.
Yeah,
you
be at work.
You watch all old shit, though.
Yeah, that's why I'll be all right.
Yeah, sure. You watch all old shit. I need to see some new. Nigga, you seen Power?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, see, I think niggas ain't already seen the last episode. I ain't seen the last episode.
Oh, man.
No, I'm waiting. I'm waiting
what
to
you
come
waiting for?
To come out regular, nigga.
Regular.
It ain't.
Yeah.
That ain't the last one.
No, I don't know. I ain't seen the last one.
No, yeah, because you know, like last week, they leaked two episodes and shit.
Yeah, the last two.
Yeah, the last two.
But no, I ain't watched it yet. I'm waiting too.
Okay, yeah, I'm waiting and shit. But this last episode?
Yeah, that shit was gully.
Man, when I seen that motherfucking Blue Joy pull up, I'm like, oh shit.
Bring my dog
back. Right. Hell yeah. That shit was dope as hell. I'm still curious to say it. I don't even want to say shit because I know there's probably some niggas on here who done already seen both episodes.
Oh, no.
But I'm wondering who the fuck knocked dog out because, like, huh?
Tasha had to.
You think so?
Who else was there in the room?
Right, but then Tommy was going to kill her ass. So why would she do that?
He ain't killing because she missing.
She missing. I think somebody else is in there, dog. I think somebody else in there.
The grandma was the only person else that was in there.
And he said they were straight.
Yeah.
But I think it was somebody else, nigga. Like, I don't know who. Yeah. I think somebody else, though. And obviously, they didn't come with Tommy. Mm-hmm. But they don't fuck with Tommy. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, nigga. I'm anxious to see this shit, dog. For sure. That shit getting good, though. Shit getting good,
yeah. I fuck with it.
And I will say this, though. Mary J is doing a very, very excellent job in acting now. Yes. It's way better. Yeah. It's way better than last year, though. Yeah, so. Yeah. Shout out to Mary J.
Mm-hmm. She been pissing me off, though. That's how you know she been doing her job. Like I can't wait till they off to her ass, bro. I can't wait to marry Jay.
She ain't getting off, nigga.
Shit, the best part was when the kids confronted her ass.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, but she like, nigga, fuck y'all. I don't need y'all either. Yeah, she weak as hell, though.
She weak as fuck.
Yeah,
but that shit was gully as fuck, though. You watch it, P?
Mm-mm.
You don't watch that shit, do you?
No.
Man, that shit was good as hell. I was that bitch screaming at the TV and shit, though. That shit was good, though. I ain't gonna lie to you. Anyway, shit. All right, it's way after 10:30, dog. We'll get to the for real topic, dog. Today, we talking about setting boundaries, dog, and protecting your peace, bro. Shout out to Hot Topics and shit. You know, shout out came up with this topic. We was talking about some shit that was going on at work or whatever, and just started talking about the idea of because this is a mental health thing, right? People always say like you gotta set boundaries for people and shit like that in order to protect your peace and shit. So I want to talk about that, dog. How do you set boundaries, especially with family? Because, like, sometimes it's hard to set boundaries with family because, like, family expect to have so much contact with you and shit, and like, you know, sometimes you gotta set that shit, you know, set some boundaries. So like, two questions I got. How do you set boundaries, especially like with family, and how do you check motherfuckers who disregard those boundaries? We gonna start like that. Angry Man, what you say, dog? How do you set boundaries with when dealing with people and shit, dog? And like, especially with family or in our case, like at work and shit. How do you set boundaries to kind of protect your peace?
Just tell them straight up what you fuck with and what you don't fuck with. That shit is not hard.
Is it that easy for us?
How come it ain't?
Cause I don't know. Cause niggas don't be doing it, so I feel like it ain't.
Just cause they don't do it, don't mean it ain't easy.
Yeah, I guess.
But spreading AIDS is very easy, but some people just don't do it.
Cause I'm saying, because if niggas was really like, well, I ain't go. I guess that don't make it easy or hard. But if niggas was really practicing this, then nobody would ever really get on your nerves or shit. Nobody would piss you off because those boundaries are set in place, so nobody should be able to get to those parts that piss you off.
Not necessarily true, because you don't deal with people you know all day, every day. You also come across strangers.
Yeah.
So I don't have time to sit there and explain my boundaries to a fucking stranger. Yeah. Sometimes you got to shake it off, and they just piss me the fuck off. Yeah, I mean, think about it. I could come across this person for the first time ever in my life, and they doing something to piss me off. I don't have time to say, my brother, this is what I do. I ain't got time for that. I'm just gonna walk the fuck off and be like, man, that motherfucker just pissed me off. Now, me turning around, walking away from you should let you know that you crossed my boundary.
Yeah.
Then if not, then that's a problem. Because see, now you just fucking with me.
Right.
Damn a boundary. Now you just fucking with me.
That's a problem for
you. Now, think about it. I turned around and I walked away from you. And what's the first thing we mumble on about? This motherfucker just don't know me.
Right.
And then you separate yourself from that person.
All right. So what about the motherfuckers you do know? Like the family members who don't respect your boundaries?
Nine times out of ten, if they don't respect my boundaries, I ain't fucking with them in the first place. So that's not a secret.
So you ain't fuck with them at all, huh?
Yeah, that's not a secret.
That's tough, though.
That ain't tough.
For a family, though. Ain't it, though?
No.
It's
not tough, bro.
Because at this point, after you crossed me or whatever the fuck you did to do this point, you family, but you ain't really family now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna be fucking with you. I'm not gonna cross your path anymore. And if people did respect people's boundaries and people let people know off rip what it is, this motherfucker probably be a perfect world, honestly. You know what I'm saying? Because people know what to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, if that's the case, it wouldn't be no racism. People respect boundaries, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, for real.
Yeah.
Like, none of this shit that's going on in the world today will be happening if it happened. But you gotta let your shit know, like let it be known, like, nigga, this is what I fuck with and this is what I don't, like he said.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I've been in situations where I've been working at motherfucking jobs and I spazzed the fuck out because now you fucking with me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like after so much.
That's basically what you were saying.
Yeah. Like, I'm finna fucking flip over plates, break plates, throw shit. I'm about to get on because you fucking with me and you know you is.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm gonna leave this bitch with a bang. That's all I'm gonna say.
They said with a bang.
And that's all I'm gonna say.
Bo said that shit is not tough.
Not tough at all. You know what I'm saying?
See how
I was just asking. I didn't say it was tough or not. But so what about the, like, what are you doing in situations where, and I mean, I don't know if you've been practicing this your whole life, but was there ever a point where you didn't get a chance to set the boundary, so then they got crossed? And how did you fix that shit though?
You fixed it right then and there.
Yeah. Y'all exact like y'all live everything in the motherfucking bud. Y'all keep it real. There's got to be some niggas who slipped through the cracks.
And what? When was the last fight I had?
I mean, damn, that got to be a fight just because.
I
said they cross your boundaries. They can take your cookies, nigga.
Same thing to me.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, it's got to be a point somewhere as an adult that. And you know what? Maybe those boundaries you thought were apparent and they weren't, and then that person eventually crossed that boundary and shit. Now, right? So, but you were saying originally, like, nigga crossed the boundary, like, fuck the niggas. Like, do you address it first or you just say fuck the niggas? That's all I'm saying.
No. I thought you originally said from people we knew. I thought we got off people we didn't know already.
You know what I'm saying? So there's some people that you know, family members, friends, and everything that you didn't think that you had to address the boundary.
Then you address it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So if you never address the boundary and shit, then like when it comes up.
You have to address it right then and there. Yeah.
Okay, look, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead.
There's no difference. I've been knowing you all my life. Yeah. Right, all my motherfucking life. Mm-hmm. And when you got your baby out there in the driveway, and mm-hmm. I jumped in that bitch with a black, what's the first thing you said? Hey, nigga, no, you ain't doing that in my... And what I say? Oh,
ain't
man.
No smoking in the smoke. Like
I, because I was smoking all your other vehicles.
Yeah, but that motherfucker was new, though.
Hey, you set a boundary, nigga. And what I say? Oh, yeah. Man, my bad, bro.
Yeah.
You set a boundary.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What's the difference?
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Now, Tanisha said family can be so wrong, and when you stand up for yourself, all of a sudden you become the bad person.
See, because that's when you start giving a fuck.
They not getting what they want. That's all it is.
And I don't give a fuck. So at this point, like you can say like I love my family. Don't get it twisted. I have a huge family, and some of the motherfuckers ain't right. You know what I'm saying? And I just say, look here. I'm going to deal with you from a distance. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is. You know what it is.
Right.
I know what it is.
Yeah.
So we going to keep it cordial and keep going on with our fucking day. But I don't fuck with you. You know that. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of people have this chip on their shoulder where they got to let a motherfucker know. You ain't got to let a motherfucker know nothing.
Yeah.
Just distance yourself.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of fucking you nah, that's extra stress you worried about right now. Like I try
like it
to
ain't be, enough shit.
Yeah, like it ain't enough shit you got to worry about. Like I try to be stress-free as possible.
Mm.
So if I don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you. And you stay over there, I stay over here. And if you want to come close, we'll talk for a minute. And I'm off to the... I'm off.
Off to the next.
I'm off because I don't want to get in tune with you. You know what I'm saying? Because your vibes threw me off the first time, so why would I vibe with you again?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's any human being on life.
Any human being.
And then, like, sometimes in some situations, people don't know your boundaries.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so... When it happens, like, look, you just have to say, hey, cuz, you know what I'm saying?
Man, relax.
You know what I mean?
This ain't that.
We all good. You know what I mean? We can talk about it.
Now, what about when it comes to, because this the hot one right here, dog. What about when it comes to parents? I think it's hard to, I ain't going to say it's hard, but I think it can become difficult to even, boundaries with parents is a motherfucker, dog.
Yes,
especially you niggas with kids, when it comes to, how you raising your kid and how your mom and them wanna do with the grandkids and shit, it's a difference. So like, how do you handle like boundaries like that? Now see, like, I think that's a little bit different. And I know you gonna say any person on earth it don't fucking matter, but a little bit though, parents gotta be a little bit different, dog. Right? Is it any harder to deal with boundaries for a parent?
What you mean, from my parents?
Yeah, yeah, from your own parents. Like the boundaries between the two.
Between me and them?
Yeah.
It wasn't no fucking bond.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, so how do you deal with that?
You just deal with it.
Fuck me. What, I'm going to check my mom?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, at some point, do you have to?
I do.
I think at some point you kind of...
And I don't check it to the point...
Not checking, but you got to... You got to set a boundary.
No, you ain't setting a boundary. All you're doing is you voicing your opinion. Like I said, it all depends on the parents. Some parents go for that shit and some parents don't. Some parents will tell you in a minute, you ain't got no fucking boundaries when it comes to me.
But I think it's got to...
I think you got to, though.
I think you got to set boundaries with everybody.
Parents
included.
You didn't have my mama, so you can say that.
I feel what you're saying.
That's completely different.
My mother, it's either
do what I told you to do as a child or as an adult, and I still might hit you in your motherfucking
jaw. And then my old lady, she ain't got no boundaries on shit. So she ain't never came with them. You know what I'm talking about? So
she never came with us.
So you know what I mean? Like I know what to expect. You know what I'm saying? And I know how to move around it. You know what I mean? Because I know what to expect because she never had no. The other day she hit me in the leg with a hammer If she was my mama.
Dog, wait a minute. A hammer?
Bro. I wanted to knock her out, but I did. That's my mama. I love you. But don't do that anymore. And that's what I told her.
What you do? You had to do something for a motherfucker to hit you with a hammer.
I said something. I came in.
Goofy shit.
No, it was an honest mistake. You know what I'm saying? Like I brought all the kids food. You know what I'm saying?
I
ain't grinding no grown nigga shit. I was talking to somebody else. And she heard it. She's like, oh, okay, I'm gonna get you, motherfucker. And then she hit me in the head.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Hit me in the leg with a hammer.
That'll do it.
And then I said it nicely. I said, don't do that no more.
Right.
I like, because if you want my mom out, your jaw would have been right
hit her in her shit.
Right next to my shin. Your jaw would have been right next to my shin.
Oh, man, Hugh say, I had to cut some people off, whether they're talking toxic bullshit or being negative. If niggas ain't having positive vibes or not respecting my boundaries, I have to distance myself. For sure, I dig that. Tanisha said, my mother is overly critical, and once I became old enough to care for myself, I distanced myself from her. Now she regrets it, but refuses to respect my boundaries because I'm a child. She said she's 27, though. Dog, so that, and that's the thing, though, right? And I think parents always look at it like, you gonna always be my child and shit, but still, at some point,
if I'm an adult,
there have to, and I know we not talking about your mama,
because
you said that your mama is different from everybody else's mama.
I'm not even on my line.
But like, there at some point, even though she's your mother, we gotta set some motherfucking boundaries.
I didn't have to set no boundaries because I lived my life right according to her eyes, so she didn't have to come at me like
she
that.
She never came at you like that.
I was a very respectful child to her, and you know, in her eyes. So I didn't do anything outside of the pocket to make her overstep my boundaries.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? When I brought food, I didn't forget mom's plate. You know, that would cause you to get hit in the leg.
Man, look, that's the one thing you can't show up and not have. Yeah, that part you can't do.
Yeah, I understand it, but the hammer.
No, that's crazy. That's a lot.
9 times out of 10, if I was told to do something, even as an adult before she passed away,
I'd
get in the car and cuss all fucking day.
Yeah.
But I did what she asked me to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I didn't give her a reason to come at me like that because I knew, like he said, I knew who the fuck I was dealing with.
And my mama, she just asked for some unreasonable shit. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I'll be at home. I just got off work. Come over here right now. I want to play cards with you. So, mom, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that shit. Get your ass over here right now. Click. Man, what the fuck, bro?
And then you can bring your ass right over there.
Sometimes
Hell yeah, exactly.
Sometimes I don't, though. Like, yeah. I ain't. Shit, fuck you, mommy. Nah, I love you, but fuck you.
I'm tired of the bitch.
I'm tired of the bitch. I ain't about to get up. But sometimes when she do it, nigga, I'm getting up. And we go play fucking 5,000. That's our game. And we play that shit. And we talk shit.
Right.
And that's what it is. But, you know, sometimes, you know what I'm saying, I got to tell her no. And, like, she be mad at me.
Right.
She going to slap me. I know what to expect when I come in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know what to expect because she said, I'm going to get your ass.
Right.
And normally, 9 times out of 10, nigga, like, in my lifetime, when she say, I'm going to get your ass.
Yeah.
She going to get your ass.
She
mean
that shit.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Is it different between mothers and fathers and shit, though? Like.
Well, I don't think dads have boundaries over their mom. They just say whatever the fuck they want to say.
Yeah, so it don't even matter, huh?
No.
What about you, Megan? What you say?
No, the thing of it is, you know, because I grew up with my father, I didn't have to tell him my boundaries because he pretty much knew them.
Yeah.
He pretty much instilled the boundaries in me that he had.
Gotcha.
So it's certain shit that I already know he's not going to do.
Yeah. You know I think when you talk about all of us, even though obviously I know you keep singling out your mom, but I think even when you talk about all of us, I think we were pretty fortunate in the relationships that we did have with our parents.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of motherfuckers got parents who, like, completely disregard any type of boundaries and shit. And even though we had, you know, possibly some aggressive parents, I don't think that we've actually experienced a situation like a lot of people who, like, really don't, like, their parents don't have no regard for whatever boundaries they put up, kind of like what Tanisha was saying. And I do think that daughters and mothers, you know, I think they have a different kind of thing going on. Like, I haven't seen a lot of women who never fell out with their mama. I don't know why that is. Like, it's like too much estrogen just equal a fight or something. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Even like the two coolest people, like the people you thought would never have a problem with each other, at some point they fell out.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's hella weird to me. So I think for women, it's probably harder to set boundaries with their mom. I think for us, I take that back though, because I watch a lot of Love and Hip Hop, and a lot of them niggas though, they need to set some boundaries with their mamas, nigga. Like Scrappy, his mom, he need to set some boundaries, dog. Jim Jones, his mom, need to set some boundaries, dog. Mom's got way too much input on what's going on in my motherfucking house. That's a boundary. Like that's the thing, and I think shit like that we ain't never experienced, like with a over, I guess you would call it overprotective mom. So those bombers, I never actually seen.
A single mom with one child.
That's, no, well, yeah, that was their situation, right? Yeah.
That's easy to do right there.
Yeah.
And you know the situation you're talking about with the love and him, like, that shit is easy.
seems like, according to what I'm hearing here, black parents treat their parents. Black parents treat their kids like property. Our kids just run over us. Yeah, white kids be running over their parents, though.
Nah, my
kids. And then they end up killing them and shit like that. That's
fuck
crazy.
You, mom!
Right. Fucking idiot. Cigar room checking in. What up, bro?
Just don't let fucking idiot, over. Mom.
Huh?
Just tell them they can't come over.
Yeah.
That'll solve that problem right there.
They can't come over.
That's it.
But then, like, you got...
No, you don't.
I'm saying, do it... Or I'm asking. Do it make a difference, though, if you tell them they can't come over and now... You fucking up the relationship with them and the grandkids?
I ain't fucking up the relationship between them and the grandkids.
How they gonna see them then?
I'll meet you at the park.
You just can't come to the house. What the fuck is the difference? If I gotta be there, you gotta be there. We still together. So what the fuck is the difference that we go to the park or at the house? Nigga, it's still an interaction.
It's a whole difference. That mean if you said they disrespecting my wife ain't gotta come to the park with me to drop off these kids. I'll meet you at the McDonald's down the street.
Oh, no. I'm talking about disrespecting your boundaries, period. Not just your wife's boundaries, but yours. Like, I'm saying, they your shit. So, like, what's the point? If I got to come into contact with you, might as well do it at the crib anyway.
No,
so
I might as well not. I don't want you feeling
disrespect is disrespect, regardless of where it's at.
I don't want you at the crib. Damn. You ain't coming over.
Fucking internet fucking up again. Yeah, it's gone.
That shit blinking like a motherfucker.
Yeah, it's gone like a motherfucker. I don't know what's wrong with this motherfucking internet, dog.
Yeah, you know, and like you said, mothers have a tendency to do that. You don't see fathers do that.
Right, that's why I think it's a, I hate to say it, but I think it's a female thing more often than not.
My father won't even come in my house if I'm not there.
For real?
No, I'm dead serious about that. He won't do it.
Yeah.
He'll sit outside and wait. Where you at? I'm about 5 minutes away. Well, I'm in front of your house.
Where this shit at, though? I'm trying to see if we lost it. Well, it looked like it's still going. I don't know.
It's back.
All right. I couldn't figure that shit out. So anyway, yeah, we back in this bitch then. But yeah, I'm glad I never had to experience that, dog. Cause I feel like cut it off with people, like just like, you know, cousins, friends, whatever, shit like that. I think it got to be way easier than trying to figure out boundaries with your parents. I feel like at some point, especially when they get old, it's just like, fuck it, they old. That's just what they do. Like, I'm not trying to correct that shit enough. Unless it's really fucking with my, you know, unless it's really fucking with my mentals, then, like, I don't know. I guess you just gotta distance yourself, man. And I guess it's hard for me to say that shit just because, and obviously you understand where I'm coming from, Angry Man. I think it's hard to say that I distance myself now because obviously I don't have my mama. So now it's just like, damn, you want to figure out how you can get every moment out of the motherfucker that you can. So like now, if you say, well, she fucking up my peace, I got to slide away from her and shit. Now you're looking at the lost time that you could have had and shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's a tough one when it comes to parents. Everybody else is like, fuck it. That lost time, like, you kind of, not to say that other motherfuckers don't matter, but, you know, I don't know.
This the motherfucker that births you, though, dog. This
right, it's the one that births you, right.
You, motherfucker. This motherfucker feeds you when she ain't had to. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's all.
Yeah, talking shit. She talking about what happened. So let me talk about he has cheap internet service. I fucking wish I did. Yeah. Fucking internet service, $100. This is a U-verse shit that be off and on type shit.
That's crazy.
And the Comcast shit, just whatever reason, it ain't good over here. So AT&T was supposed to have been the better one. So whatever, I don't know. I'm going to complain to their ass, just get some money off. But anyway, go ahead. What was you saying?
No, like you said, your parents always get an extra long.
Yeah.
They let extra long rope than everybody else.
Yeah. Right, extra long.
I mean, just because, you know what I'm saying? They, you know, you came up, you know, they fed you, they played with you, they, you know, they did all that shit.
Yeah.
Your first interaction with a person.
Yeah, no,
you know
for
what
sure.
I'm saying? So, yeah. I mean, shit.
Yeah.
You got to fucking get them a little, you know, leeway. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
when do it become too much, though?
Like in situations when you're trying to run my household as an adult.
Yeah, for sure.
When it comes too much.
Yeah, and I've definitely seen that.
And that's when I, you know, you had to set your boundaries. Yeah. Like, my mama don't have any boundaries, But she know what she know.
She know when to stop.
She know when to chill. You know what I'm saying? Like,
low-key, like, hold on, Miles, you going too far? Yeah,
like, for real.
Yeah, for sure.
Know, like, when everybody get on her ass, then she get mad and frustrated, go sitting her ass in the corner somewhere, don't say nothing.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's just what it is. You know what I mean? Like, you got to know what to expect with each person. And a lot of people put too much into that shit.
Duh. So let me say, my parents and I have a bad relationship, but it's fine. I'm in the will. I'll make a donation in their name and move on with my life.
Damn. Yeah.
They talk about his parents like they know they don't give a fuck about you. Like, shit. God damn.
Yeah, that's deep.
That's deep, baby. Ain't that deep?
Yeah, damn.
I mean, at some point, though.
Fuck you, Mom.
Right. At some point, though, I guess. And it all depends, cause like I ain't gonna lie, just because the motherfucker had you don't mean that they saints. Yeah. Like, it could be a bad relationship for a real reason. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It could really be some fucked up shit to make it a bad relationship.
Or,
but,
or she just told you couldn't have no motherfucking cereal and you just hate her ever since for that. Cause she said no.
No, you can't get no more Malto meal.
Malto meal. That's what they eat.
Ovaltine and shit.
That's enough mayonnaise on that sandwich.
She made you open your bedroom door and shit.
That nigga said that's enough mayonnaise on that sandwich, bro. Oh, shit, man.
Came home and she was in your bedroom.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. AJ checking in. What up, though? AJ, Gigi in the building. What's happening? Duh, that's crazy as hell. If you just now joining in on IG, man, today we talking about setting your boundaries and protecting your peace, dog. That's what we talking about. Hit me in the comment box if you want to get your comment read live on air, or you can give us a call at 313-444-3032, dog. He's talking about you love Ovaltine. Have you ever had Ovaltine?
No.
I never even had Ovaltine, dog.
You-hoos.
Hey, you-hoos was the shit. I fuck with you-hoos.
Like,
damn, I want some motherfucking chocolate milk. Nah, I ain't had no chocolate milk in a minute. Anyway, dog. Have you ever had anybody, like, on the reverse of that? Have you ever overstepped somebody else's boundaries and they had to check you? And you understood, like, damn, all right, maybe I'm doing too much? Or y'all niggas just offer it respect to niggas' boundaries out here?
I mean, no. I had a situation with a homie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we out. I'm with my lady. He with his lady. We out. You know what I'm saying? We get wasted. We we getting drunk.
Yeah.
You know, having fun, went out to eat. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, he told her to shut the fuck up. Told my old lady to shut the fuck up. And I said, cuh.
Like also for real?
It sounded for real.
It wasn't no, yeah, it sounded like it came out. And niggas was drinking and shit.
Yeah, niggas was drinking, but still, I had to say, cuz, do I speak to your wife like that?
Yeah.
Don't you ever in your motherfucking life talk to her like that, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got a situation, you let me know.
Right.
You my homeboy.
Right.
You chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
All right, my bad, cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He understood.
Right, and that was it.
Yeah. You know, we doing some drunk shit, so I ain't too much.
Niggas, niggas got in the mood. Nigga, shut the fuck up. Oh, shit, cuz. I forgot where I was at.
That situation happened, but you know, I let him know right there. You know what I'm saying? No hold back, nigga. Like, for what?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you niggas need to just let it go.
Yeah.
Because, nigga, if you do it again, then you letting shit pile up, but he don't know.
Yeah, he don't know because you ain't said shit. Yeah, you right.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of shit could be deaded with just a conversation.
Yeah, no, you right. That's factual right there, shit.
I feel
it. Angry Red, what you got? This is how you got a story.
Nah,
you
know?
Okay.
But no, I do. it was this one thing that me and you joke about. Mm. Me and him, we joke about it all the time.
Mm.
And I'm adamant about the shit. We had a little gathering. This was a while ago. At the house, and there was a shit ton of kids running around.
Yeah.
And it was time to eat. And I come out the basement.
Yeah.
And I see the kids standing there with plates, and I see grown motherfuckers just flipping shit.
Yeah.
And I said, man, what the fuck are y'all doing?
Yeah.
I said, y'all don't see all these damn kids? I literally took the plate and scraped the shit back into the goddamn pot.
You ain't gotta scrape the food back in.
I mean, I was pretty wasted, but I did. I said, don't nobody fucking eat in this house. Yeah, you got all these kids standing behind you with plates.
Right.
In your grown ass.
Because they ain't gonna never get to that motherfucker at this point. Yeah.
You got three grown motherfuckers sitting here piling shit on their plate, and you got babies standing. Man, get the. Damn, man, that, I ain't gonna say my name, but damn, man, you tripping. You tripping, you tripping. No, nigga, I said these motherfucking kids is gonna eat first. What part of that didn't you niggas understand?
Yeah.
I said, nigga, do you see me with a motherfucking plate? Right. This is my house and my food.
Yeah.
These fucking kids don't eat enough. You got a problem with that? Zorba's is up the street, nigga.
Yeah.
And so, the second time they came over, we had another little card game or whatever. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, can I go fix me a plate? And I look, kids was like, help yourself. Eat all that shit. I don't care. Right. They ate, now you can eat, nigga.
So you good now.
I don't care what you do at your house. That, if that's your rules, that are your rules.
Right, for
you
sure.
You know what I mean? And it's going to be a joke, but it's going to be serious. If your girl serve you your plate and we joke about it, that's your rule. That's your fucking rule.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
Just like however he do it at his house, if somebody wants tea to make them a plate, I'm sure he, hey, Monk, you mind why she in there? She hooked me up something. Instead of just yelling in there, hey, T. Hook me up something. I'm just gonna jump over this man, have his wife fix me a plate.
Yeah, I ain't doing that
without
shit.
Even asking. Hey man, is it all right while she in the kitchen? Can she hook me up something?
Yeah, you know what I mean? All right, in real life, dog, I know we be making a whole situation out of shit, but in real life, I'm not doing that anyway. If anybody, wife or a girl, ever made my plate, it's because she was fixing plates and she offered that shit. I ain't never really asked.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Now, if I got a chick with me, though, for sure. Yeah, take your ass in there. Eat that motherfucking plate. Right. But, I ain't doing shit like that.
I'm angry to fix all y'all.
Yeah, plate for sure, because she one of the motherfuckers that don't like people in the kitchen. Right. Shit. So, yeah, so she fixed your shit so you ain't got to come in there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Nah, but I did. I put that shit back.
Yeah, my sister's the same way. Like she that same way. But so you ain't. What about you though? You ain't stepped over nobody's shit, nigga. Where they had to check your ass. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think because I don't go nowhere.
I guess that'll do it.
I'm trying to think of a situation.
Yeah, I got one for sure, though.
I don't go over nobody's house, really.
AJ said, "What's up? Good to see you." Yeah, good to see you too, my nigga. Setting boundaries. Said, "Oh damn, been having to do that a lot recently." So I think, I'm telling you, like, people really wasn't exercising this shit before. Niggas really wasn't setting boundaries, dog. That's why they was letting niggas piss them off. And niggas was fighting more and shit because nobody was, like, telling you, hey, nigga, no, that's it.
Yeah.
Doing no more.
And now, that's what, and you know what, that's crazy, though? I watched George Foreman, and that was the whole situation with George Foreman.
Oh, I ain't seen that shit.
With George Foreman. Yeah. And I forgot to say that.
Nigga both said the Expos had dope.
Appreciate it, dog. Sure. Hey, yeah, the fucking, George Foreman story and shit, you know what I'm saying? Big George.
Yeah.
And it was basically that like that. But his mama was kept telling him not to fight, but they was just kept fucking with him, and he was beating niggas. He was a big motherfucker.
Right.
Always.
He was setting his boundaries.
And he was setting his boundaries right there. You know what I'm saying? And Muhammad Ali was just kept crossing and shit.
Yeah.
So he wanted to eat that nigga, dog.
Right. Like, you know, a habitual line stepper.
Yeah, habitual line stepper. Like,
yeah, Muhammad will get under your skin.
No, yeah. I'm sure. Nah. So let me say Atlanta Waffle House staff versus Zorba staff. I ain't gonna lie, them Waffle House bitches be scrapping. They be scrapping.
Them Zorba hoes, little motherfucking boy, little stubby, scrappy motherfucker. Yeah, bro.
I think they gonna talk you to death. Them bitches got an attitude. I don't know if they scrap. I don't know. They might. But I didn't see any video proof of these Waffle House bitches, man. They dragging bitches, though.
I don't know too many East Side bitches sell wolf tickets.
Yeah, you right, though. You facts.
They meant it, motherfucker.
E-Baby checking in. What up, though? Say, have you ever wished a motherfucker would? And when they did, you wish they didn't? Got that ass beat.
Yeah.
Have you ever did that shit?
Hell no.
Like, nigga,
I ain't about to cross that path, nigga. Like, nigga, what?
Right, and then get your ass beat.
Get mine? No, I ain't never.
Get slumped in that bitch, dog. Hell nah. But,
yeah, I just recently saw some shit like that.
Oh, where a nigga thought he was about to get down and got down.
You know how I do. I went in the store, I came out, I'm sitting in the car.
Yeah. Pull up, nigga. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sitting in the car and I'm chilling and shit. And I see these two motherfuckers going back and forth.
Yeah.
So did he fall? Oh, those all them keys.
Oh, that's a dog.
Oh, yeah. So they over there talking shit to each other. My man trying to walk off. And my man, you know, just kept egging him. Just kept egging him.
Right.
And then my man fucked the partner left. And then my man fucked around and just rocked his ass, man.
Knocked his ass out.
I mean, just rocked him, dog. One hit a quarter his ass.
I see some situations like that too, though. Like, yeah. Thought he was gonna get down on the dude, you know what I'm saying? Cause he got it on the dress.
Yeah. God, this nigga over here breathing his ass off. Hear that shit on the microphone. You
can't even see the head on that motherfucker.
Right, I can't even see that nigga. Hey, so look, this the one thing I'ma say, dog. Fuck me up. That shit. God damn.
Yeah, see the head on that little
motherfucker. Right. Shit, big ass head. He's about to bite the shit on my ankles and shit, dog. Hey, so look, this the one, though, that I fucked up. Because, I ain't really a boundary crosser and shit. I am. But this is where I fucked up, though. I crossed the boundary. We was fucking around. I think one of y'all did that, too, and shit. I think that was, matter of fact, I think it was 2G's. Deal with my moms and shit. But I called D-Wheel moms by her first name. Yep, those boundaries you can't cross that. Yeah, have you ever seen anybody who's so nice as her check you though? And you just felt ashamed of your life, nigga. I'm just like, damn, she ain't cursing or no shit like that, but like, she just really let me know that that's unacceptable. I can't call her Clarice, right? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Clarice. Hey, I'm just fucking around, you know, I'm playing and shit, but yeah.
Yeah, but I told
set you. Set them boundaries, cuz.
Yeah, cuz I told set you them one boundaries. Time. Well, my mama told you to stop cussing, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, that was another time. Yeah, that was another time.
You cussing like a motherfucker. I'm like, bro, chill out, bro. You about to get, all right. I ain't even going to say nothing else.
Yeah.
She whipped that motherfucker's 38 special out on your ass.
Here, you know, here I go. Pressing the boundaries. Thinking she fucking playing. She told me to stop cussing.
You know, you probably didn't get checked by every parent over here.
Yeah. Pops off your old man up. Pulled a pistol on me and shit. You,
don't creep up on that nigga.
Yeah. Man. Everybody put it right. Right. God damn. So let me say, I love that you guys right in the neighborhood and people just stop like Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. Authentic. For sure. Yeah. Let's just pull up, dog. It's the spot. Hey, so look, dog. That's it. It's way after 11, dog. It's time to get up out of here. We got shit to do and shit for real, for real. Don't forget, it is Wednesday, man. So make sure you pull up on my guys down at Flood's Bar and Grill tonight. Shout out to Mr. Oh Yeah, DJ Cuts on the ones and twos. Okay. Pull up from 6 until 2. That's Wednesday Night Live. I think they're doing karaoke tonight too, dog. So pull up on the game. Food is always good at Flood's, dog. So, you know, pull up. That's it. We'll go around the block one last time, dog. If you got a last minute comment, go ahead and throw it into the comment box. We will or will not read it live on air. Who knows? Shit. Angry Man, what you want to leave the people off with today, dog?
Well, sometimes you got to respect people's space. And at the end of the day, like I always say, just leave motherfuckers alone. Or go sit your ass down some damn way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if that's somebody's boundary, that's somebody's boundary. You step over it and get the shit slapped out of you, that's your fault.
Right.
I even told you not to do that shit.
For sure.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's probably why I stick to my circle or I stay to myself.
Yeah.
Because nowadays, it ain't like how it was back in the day, like Monk said. It ain't nothing like how it was.
Right.
You know what I mean? Back in the day, you know, you could tell somebody, hey, man, look, I could come to your crib and do something. Hey, bro, no. Don't do that.
Yeah.
And then we can get back to what's the score of the game.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you tell somebody another, what the fuck you mean?
Right, you got to scrap it out. Niggas get a shot.
Yeah, nigga going to check you and your shit about what you asked him not to do.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's when the problem lies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Niggas are built different. I don't know if the cows are different and the milk is different. But
all of that shit.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But that's why I stick to my circle and that's it.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Because now, I can go to anybody's house down here and know what to do.
Yeah,
and know what not to do. Or know when to shut the fuck up, or when to know when to take a joke too far.
Right. You know what I mean? Yeah, I know now, shit.
Yeah, I already know. But, you know, that's what it is, man. If somebody expects a boundary that you don't respect, you probably don't respect them.
That's true. That's true, yeah. More money, dog. What you want to say?
Boundaries are set for a reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And some people like to cross them. And some people like to get a right cross.
Because right cross.
Because if I tell you something like, bro, I don't fuck with that, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you constantly keep fucking with me, bro. Then it's a problem. You want something.
Right.
You want something from me.
He said you want something.
You know what I'm saying? And at this point, I mean, shit. And I done told you 100 times, like, nigga, I'm going to give it to you, dog. Like, bro, chill out.
Right.
I will give you this motherfucker, bro.
Right.
And then you catch it, and it ain't what you think. You know what I mean? And you sleep.
You sleep.
Yeah.
Hell nah. On that note, dog, yeah, definitely I think setting boundaries is important. I think I do want to just say again, setting boundaries with parents is just as important, but way tougher, nigga.
Way tougher.
Because at some point, though, that's a whole different conversation. Because a lot of times parents, like, they feel like there's some kind of obligation there. And believe it or not, Just because you had a motherfucker don't mean that I'm obligated to do anything. Shit. Still, you know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day. But those, I think, like you mentioned earlier, you get a longer rope with parents because, like, they your parents. Mm-hmm. But at some point, though, you still got to protect your peace. Like your parents can't be running your whole motherfucking household 1,000 miles away and shit. Like, that shit can't happen. You got to set them boundaries, dog.
Running your house through Wi-Fi.
Right? that's remote access and shit.
That's even easier. Just don't answer the phone.
Just don't answer the phone and shit, dog. On that note, dog, shit, it was good dropping back in and shit, dog. I know you off on Friday. We back on Friday?
We good.
All right, bet. So we'll see y'all on Friday. Again, man, don't forget it is Wednesday. Pull up on my guys down at Flood's Bar and Grill. All Industry Connect, Wednesday night live, doing karaoke and all kind of shit down there. So pull up on the gang, dog. Mr. Oh Yeah, DJ Cuts on the ones and twos, dog. That's it. We about this motherfucker, dog. To the next time, you already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show. On the planet
Earth, cuz
straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Got my man Angry Man in the building.
Just leave motherfuckers alone.
Got my man Monk Money holding it down.
Smoke something, chill out.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man.
Red Zone.
We about this thing, y'all. Peace out.
Yep.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.
This is Sarah Hubbard, host of You and Me Kid, a podcast about starting and raising a family on your own. We just launched season 2, and I'm speaking with single moms, those still considering, and experts in relevant fields to give you a real sense of what the day-to-day experience of solo parenting looks and feels like. Plus, this season, I've partnered with California Cryobank, the number one sperm bank in the U.S. So wherever you are in the process, this podcast provides some support, humor, and helpful information. Listen to You and Me Kid wherever you get your podcasts.